they suffered. "But how can I help?" asked Moses. God said, "I promise to help you. You can do it." So Moses packed up and went to Egypt. He took his family and his brother Aaron. "God has blessed us both," Moses told Aaron. "You are a good speaker. Pharaoh will listen. I will tell you what God wants you to say." Moses and Aaron met with Pharaoh. "What do you want?" Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, asked Moses. "Please let the Israelites go," said Moses. But Pharaoh said, "No." So God gave Moses and Aaron some tools to use. They would convince Pharaoh. These tools from God were called plagues. There were 10 plagues in all. Water turning to blood. Frogs. Gnats. Flies. The death of Egyptian livestock. Boils. Hail. Locust. Darkness. And death of each family's firstborn son. The 10th plague was the worst. God gave the Israelites a way to protect their families. God said, "Get a perfect year-old male lamb. Take some of its blood and paint your door frame. Roast the lamb. Eat it with bread made with no yeast. Wear your traveling clothes. If your family is too small for a whole lamb, share with your neighbor. Follow these directions. No one will be hurt." Beginning at midnight, all of the firstborn sons of Egypt, people and animals, were struck down. But the Israelites who followed God's instructions were protected. That night, Pharaoh said, "Leave Egypt now." The Egyptians did not want their families hurt anymore. They even helped the Israelites get out of their country. So Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. They had been there for 430 years. They were finally free and going to God's promised land. God took care of Moses and the Israelites in the desert. He gave them a pillar of cloud to follow by day, and by night they followed a pillar of fire. After walking many days, the Israelites saw Pharaoh's army following them. They shouted, "What is going on? Did you bring us to the desert to die?" Moses replied, "Don't be afraid. The Lord will fight for you. Trust God." The Israelites were near the Red Sea. God told Moses, "Raise your staff. Stretch out your hands, and the sea will divide." So Moses did this. Just as God said, the waters were divided. The Israelites went through the sea on dry ground. When they were on the other side, the people saw the Egyptians coming. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Raise your hand again. The sea will return to its place." When Moses did, the water went back to its place. It covered the army and their chariots, saving God's people. People in Bible times. God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." Exodus 3:14. Moses, a Hebrew who survived Pharaoh's decree that all newborn boys must die. Moses was rescued by an Egyptian princess and raised in the palace. God chose him.